It's day 155 of hashtag 365, and I'm actually on holiday, and currently I'm in a sauna, which is weird. Not like a public sauna. Like, I'm not sitting here with loads of like half naked dudes. I'm in a sauna that's off in my kind of garden area by myself. So it's kind of probably without a doubt the weirdest place that I've ever recorded any sort of audio content in my life. There's been many times that I've been in hotel rooms under duvets, and I've been in wardrobes. I've been, oh God, everywhere you can imagine, coat cupboards. I think I've recorded audio in quite a lot of strange places, but a sauna is without a doubt one of the weirdest ones. It's also kind of the antithesis of what you want from a radio or audio studio, because it's kind of quite bouncy material, really. Varnished wood. But there we go. Anyway, so I've called this episode The Wheels Have Come Off, Volume 3. It's been a little while since The Wheels Have Come Off, and I've been talking about it quite a lot over the past few days, or past week or so, to be honest, but I think it's time I fully admit what's going on. The wheels have well and truly come off. And you know what? Today, I'm not going to try and solve this issue. I think sometimes I feel like I've always got to say something positive, because this is like a journey and I want to be helping people and everything else. But equally, I've got a duty to just allow myself to revel and sort of wallow in things from time to time. So that's what I'm going to do today. The wheels have well and truly come off. I've been eating terribly. My step count's gone down more than half, because I'm not in my routine. You know, I'm not in my routine, and I've talked about this so much, but it's only in the past few weeks that I've really come to believe, only in the past few weeks of 35 years on Earth, that I've really started to realise and understand and believe in just how important having a routine is. And there's actually loads of evidence about this. A family member of mine lived to over 100. And we always used to remark how sort of interesting it was that she had this strict routine. Every morning she'd get up, even when she was hundreds of years old. She'd get up, like literally over 100 years old. She'd get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and she'd dust everything. She'd dust the whole house. And it was like a religious attention to detail with the dusting. And as soon as she dusted the house, she'd get changed into her proper clothes for the day and then make herself a cup of tea. That was how she started every day. And I'm fairly sure that she probably did that routine every day of her life from probably like her early 20s all the way until like she was over 100 years old. So you're talking like over 80 years of routine. So talk about habits taking 60 days to form. Imagine 80 years of a habit. And if that habit's a good habit and a habit that's positive and conducive to good positive behaviours, imagine what a positive impact that's had on your life. And lots of people that know her really do attribute her longevity down to her absolute persistence when it came to her routines. And I really buy into that. And I think I've really started to feel the power of routine and how wrong it can all go once you've broken your routine in the past few weeks, like I say. But I'm not going to try and fix it today. I'm not going to try and come up with a big long speech about how I'm going to get back on the wagon and all the rest of it. I know that I am. I don't need to say it. This is a year-long journey. I've got my goal. I'm focused on it. I get that this is a blip. But there's no point denying it. The wheels have come off. Even before I came out here to this sauna to record this podcast, I nailed 2 or 3 caramel digestives. Why am I eating caramel digestives? I mean, you're talking like 120, 140 calories a go. Probably more than that. Caramel chocolate digestives. That is just like chimp behavior 101. But I'm aware of it. I'm conscious of it. But I'm doing it anyway. And that's how I know that the wheels have well and truly come off. So today, I'm just going to sit there with that knowledge. I'm going to get used to it. I'm going to own it. And then tomorrow I'm going to do something about it. So I'll see you tomorrow for day 156 of hashtag 365.